went to see Time in of Athens last night.
What did you think?
Did you see it?
I did see it.
You must have been there Thursday.
I was there Thursday.
I thought it was uneven.
In writing or production?
Well, a little of both. I thought some of the performances were real, very naturalistic and, you know, almost filmic. And then there were others that were really big, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There were some moments that I wish had been mined for, you know, more emotion. It was sort of technical in a lot of ways. And the guy playing Timon, and I couldn't decide if I liked him or not. He,
as in whether he was sympathetic or...
He became more sympathetic in Act Two, but he reminded me of a bird or a dinosaur. You know, that energy, like, you know, forward, backward,
okay,
and his hands
yeah.
fluttered. And he was fumbling now and then with the words in his mouth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice that Thursday.
When I hear Shakespeare, I expect it to be distinct. But he was kind of taking a modern approach to it, I think.
I thought he was good. I liked him. I liked his servant.
Nathan.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was good. Charlotte Northeast mm-hmm. was cast as a philosopher, mm-hmm. male. Mm-hmm. And I thought she was trying to make herself masculine. Maybe to focus on that instead of being more, just play the character.
Right.
I thought the play itself, it's a tough play,
yeah.
And skimming through it afterwards, realized it would be a challenge to stage and to make coherent.
What's it about?
It's about a rich Athenian who delights in giving money to his friends, and he's so generous that eventually he goes bankrupt, and when his debts are due, he's like, that's no problem, I have friends who... Mm-hmm. I've helped, who will now help me, and calls on them for assistance. And all of them, one by one, for different reasons in the play, in the production at least, turn him down. And he is so disconsolate, he rejects civilization and goes to live in the woods.
Gotcha.
Where he then finds
gold.
Finds gold in great Shakespeare fashion. But the gold is then no succor for him because he has no friends to give it to. And he gives it out still to a military leader who is set to attack Athens, the city he had loved.
Right.
So good synopsis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happens at the end?
What happens at the end? It's unrelentingly bleak. I'm not sure how sympathetic Shakespeare wants to make the lead.
He kills himself at the end, right?
He kills himself at
the
end.
But in the way they staged it last night, they made it look to me that he asked his servant to kill him.
Where was it produced?
Yeah, perhaps. It's Philadelphia Artists Collective at the Broad Street Ministry. But, I mean, it was nice seeing a Shakespeare play. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
His language is amazing. His mm-hmm. insight is penetrating. Mm-hmm. His cynicism was brilliant. I thought the production was interesting in that I would think because it's about avarice, it's about wealth and stuff like that, and the current financial climate, a lot mm-hmm. of directors would have made that more of the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Hodge, who directed it, he was more interested in friendship and in the vulnerability of friendship, which I think is a theme that runs through a lot of Shakespeare plays. Just seeing Much Ado, and you have Claudio say, friendship survives everything except for love. Mm-hmm. And then later on in the play, Benedict is asked for Beatrice's love to kill his friend.
Right.
There's a lot of that, and I thought that was played up. And I don't know what Shakespeare had been through or what he's trying to communicate in that, but it's just, wow, people just let you down. And
I think it's just another side of the whole human thing. Right. You know, it's another... facet of what happens out there.
It is.
You really like Shakespeare.
I do like Shakespeare.
You really like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
He's fantastic, but you like him.
I think he's theater's greatest asset.
Right, because all the plays are free, right?
No, as in...
No, I
know. Well, as in, he's maybe the best writer of the English language, the best artist, even, of English, and he worked in theater.
Right.
So, English language theatre always has that.
As a beacon. A touchstone.
A lodestone.
Yeah, a lodestone.